So we now have in Portuguese a beautiful, beautiful new Bhagavad Gita. It is one of the most beautiful editions of Bhagavad Gita that I have seen anywhere in the world. So there are only two things that remain to do. Sell it and read it. How many of you got Christmas presents this year? Even one present. Put up your hand. Anybody got Christmas presents? How many of you gave Christmas presents? How many of you gave Bhagavad Gita as a Christmas present? Muito bom, muito bom.
Muito bom, muito bom.
Now is New Year's. Good gift. Give to your parents. Give to your grandparents. Give to your friends. Give to your enemies. But let's distribute Bhagavad Gitas and make Srila Prabhupada happy. How many of you consider yourself disciples of Srila Prabhupada? How many of you are inspired by Srila Prabhupada? How many of you love Srila Prabhupada? You know what makes Srila Prabhupada happy? How many of you want to make Srila Prabhupada happy because you love him? How many of you want to distribute Bhagavad Gitas this new year? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayam Udirayat.
Tato Jayam Udirayat.
Nasta Praeshu Abhadreshu.
Nasta Praeshu Abhadreshu.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki.
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki.
This evening we're reading from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, fifth chapter, text number 18. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in the course of time, just as in the course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them. Prayate prayate kovido na labhyate yad brahmatam upayada talabhyate dukavadanyata sukam kalena sarvatra gabhira ranghasa. Persons who are actually intelligent, they are described here in this verse. Whether one goes to a university or doesn't go to a university, whether one gets a very high grade on an IQ test or is only 80, That is not what we're talking about when we talk about intelligence. That is simply the ability to memorize facts and figures. Computers can do that. But computers do not have intelligence. We are all doing the same things. In thinking, it may be different, but the basic things that we do, they're all the same. I'm not talking about just human beings. All living beings are doing the same things. They're eating, they're sleeping, we are mating, and we are defending. All living beings are doing. So just because we can eat from a silver plate, just because we can get a room in the Marriott Hotel and sleep, just because we can go to a nightclub and drink alcohol and play games with women and have sex, just because we can send nuclear weapons to Mr. Bin Laden, he might send some back. But that doesn't make us human beings. Cats and dogs are also eating. If you give a cat or a dog a nice samosa or some sweet rice or gulab jamun, they may not like it, but they have their food that they like. Look sometimes. Watch the animals. You have many, many gurus that can teach you if you open your eyes and ears. When I went to college, university, I had one famous and favorite poem. How many of you like poetry? Maybe you can tell me who the author of this poem is. What is this life if full of care we have no time to stand and stare? No time to stand beneath the boughs, meaning tree branches. No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods, forest woods, no time to see when woods we pass were squirrels. You know squirrel? Big fluffy tail. Where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see when woods we pass where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. So it goes on like that. Who's the author? Nobody knows? Huh?
Walt Whitman.
Walt Whitman? No. Huh? Huh? Hemingway? No, no. I don't remember, actually. It's either Wordsworth or a very long fellow. Or maybe T.S. Eliot. I don't know. It's one of those three. My boy, do you remember? The point is, look at nature. They're doing the same things that we are, just in a different way. What makes us better? What makes us in charge? What, as the Bible says, we have dominion over all other beings. The reason is, we have the power to discriminate between what is right and what is wrong. Animals cannot understand what is right and what is wrong. We have the ability to be self-aware, just like I am speaking to you. But part of me is separate, and he's looking at me, and he's judging how I am speaking. I am aware of what I am doing. I can make a judgment on myself. We can understand who I am. We can understand why am I forced to suffer. More than 100 people killed in Rio, right at Christmas time. Why? I could have been there. Any of you could have gone to Rio and been killed. So why are we forced to suffer? If you bring one goat, if you have a bunch of goats, and you bring one goat to kill, to slaughter, but if the other goats have grass to eat, they won't protest because they're animals. They're also eating, sleeping, mating, defending. They're enjoying their sex life. They're enjoying their food, their sleeping. But we have intelligence to ask important questions. How many of you have been to university or college? How many of you are going to university or college? How many of you have been to high school? Okay. What is the most important year in your university? What is the most important year in your high school? It's the year when you're supposed to graduate. If you waste all your time watching football, then you'll fail. That's what I did.
So, amazing.
What can I do? Human life is graduation. Yova akshaytam gargya vidibhasma lokat praiti sa kripana. Yova etad aksharam gargya vidibhasma lokat praiti sa kripana. Someone who gets human life and doesn't use it for self-realization, he is a miserly, foolish person. Stupido. Muito stupido. But someone who tries to know, even though it is hard, but someone who tries, he is intelligent. Muito inteligente. That person should study science. How many of you are science students or science graduates? What is the most important science? Is it physics? Is it chemistry? Biology? Who can say? Yes, that's there. The most important science is philosophy. So those who are intelligent and interested in the philosophy of self-realization, they will try to understand this technology, spiritual technology. Now, many people hesitate to take up spiritual life. Real spiritual life is 24/7. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You haven't heard this expression? It's a new expression amongst young people, 24/7. We have got 24/7, 365 and a half. Real spiritual life is every day, all through the year. So people hesitate. If I take up spiritual life, then I may miss out on material enjoyment. Therefore, they create some kind of religion where they can just do on Sunday. And this goes on everywhere. Christians, Hindus, Muslims, Jews, they're all cheating. Material happiness is already destined. Destined. It's predestined. You don't need to worry, for example. After this program, you will go out of the temple, and none of you are expecting that a car will come down the hill and you'll be run over. None of you are expecting that to happen. And I don't think any of you are going to go out into the road and then jump on the road and say, "Run over me, car." Nobody gets up in the morning and thinks, "Oh, let me go out today and break my leg. Let me go to work today and try to lose my job." Nobody does that. But sometimes it happens. You don't try to do it, but it happens. Anyone here has lost a job even though they weren't trying to lose the job? Anyone here had an accident although they didn't want to have an accident? Yeah? Come on, ladies, the first day after you finished driving school, you had an accident, right? So, it's intelligent. If miseries are coming automatically without trying, then the opposite side, happiness, will also come. Material profit will come. Life is like that. Up, down, up, down. Valley, plateau, valley, plateau. So why waste your energy in trying so hard for something that is going to happen to you? Why not become intelligent and philosophically interested? Please prepare for graduation. How many would like to get a visa to the USA? If it was easily available, how many would like? Because they have a lot of money. And if you work hard, you can become very rich and very fat. But you can't get such a visa unless you try for it, unless you do the right work, unless you meet the right people. So the kingdom of Krishna, the spiritual world, it's better than the USA. A little bit. No, a lot. Even in the USA, people die. The material world is full of suffering. So get smart. Be good to yourself. Graduate. But you have to work for it. You have to read Bhagavad Gita. We made it easy for you. Before you leave tonight, see one of these books. They're beautiful. Nice paintings, nice paper, very nice. A book like this would easily cost 500 reais, or at least 200 or 300 reais. Any big bookstore in the airport, if this was another book, about some other subject, Kama Sutra or something. But we're practically giving these books away. as they say in America, it's a steal. By taking it from us, you're practically stealing it from us. What does it cost?
Huh?
60. Only 60 AIs. And if you have a good relation with the temple, then you can pay by installments. And you can find it in the library. So please read Bhagavad Gita. Please understand that you don't lose by coming to spiritual life. It's a simple thing to think about, but to realize it and to act, that requires a little effort. So are there any questions? Okay, you think that we're going to have prasadam now, but we're not. We're going to see a little movie about Prabhupada.